ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः यतो वाचो निवर्तन्ते अप्राप्य मनसा सह आनन्दम् ब्रह्मणो विद्वान् न बिभेति कदाचनेति तस्यैष एव शारीर आत्मा यः पूर्वस्य तस्माद्वायेतस्मान्मनोमयात् अन्योन्तर आत्मा विज्ञानमयः तेनैष पूर्णः सवायेष पुरुषविध एव तस्य पुरुषविधताम् अन्वयम् पुरुषविधः तस्य श्रद्धैव शिरः ऋतम् दक्षिणः पक्षः सत्यमुत्तरः पक्षः योग आत्मा महःपुच्छम् प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति So, we have seen earlier Manomayatma, then we analyzed that Manomayatma has become what? Now, Koshaha Anatma. Why? Because there is another Atma which is Vijnanamayaha. The Vijnanamayaha, Vijnanamayaha or Vijnanamaya Atma is also what now? In the form of the human being because it indwells the human shariram. And what is the head of the Vijnanamaya Atma? We saw Shraddha. Shraddha Eva Shiraha. So Shraddha, there means the faith in the words of the Shastram and the Guru Vedanta Vakyeshu Shraddha, which you studied in Tattva Bodha class. Because it is the Shraddha is very important for a person. Why it is very important for a person? There is no Shraddha in the Shastram, then there cannot be a spiritual pursuit in one's life. If there is a spiritual pursuit and spiritual end, and to know, to have, one needs knowledge, isn't it? how to live a life, a religious life, how to live a spiritual life, how to accomplish the spiritual end, you know, you need knowledge. How to live. So for which spiritual knowledge, so spiritual end, to determine the spiritual end, and to live the way of life, not to accomplish the spiritual end, you need what? Spiritual is there, even knowledge. And for that knowledge, you need a pramanam, you need a means of knowledge. Because other means of knowledge, you know, sense organs, etc., they can serve as means of knowledge only where? Only to have knowledge of anything within the material world. Even there, you know, material world. But they cannot sense other means of knowledge, all other means of knowledge, such as, you know, pratyaksha pramanam, you know, your perception, inference, assumption, and all these six types of pramanas we talk about, all those pramanas cannot help you at all in knowing the spiritual end, in, you know, then thereafter to make effort to live, accomplish the end, and to live the lifestyle. For everything, it is the Shastra, is the pramanam. Because what is not, what cannot be known through other means of knowledge, what cannot intellect know by itself, to know what is not understandable, knowable through any other means of knowledge, through any other means, through any other science, understand it or no, we have Shastram as the pramanam. Shastram is the pramanam for that. Therefore, we have to understand all this extra, the things which are beyond the scope of senses and mind and intellect. To know them, you need a means of knowledge also, which is something different. This is Shastram. Therefore, it is very important for one to have Shraddha in the Shastram. Otherwise, then there is no spiritual end possible. While spiritual end is not possible, then spiritual pursuit is not there, then one cannot know the value of Dharma, then the Artha Kama will become the ends, then the whole life will be different. Isn't it? Therefore, Shraddha is very important. We have seen already, but I want to say it to you again. Then, Ritam Dakshina Pakshaha. And Ritam in what now? Ritam, right knowledge of the Shastram. Yatha Shastram Jnanam Ritam. As I told you, right knowledge of the Shastram. Why? Because even within this world, which is within the realm, the world which is within the realm of the matter, even in material, the worldly knowledge also, we are dependent on our senses, and where we use our senses, sense organs, where we use our perception and other means of knowledge, even there, it is possible for us to, what now, make error. Our perceptions are all what now. Sometimes there will be optical illusions are possible. We know very well. That means even our perceptions have to be interpreted correctly. Improperly, non-right, you know, improperly, incorrectly interpreted, our perceptions will lead to problems. For example, we know very well what is reported by our perception. Every day sun rises in the east, sun sets in the west. Sun rises and sets. These are perception. And for us, earth is flat. These are perception. Similarly, and we said all the stars, what about the stars we see up above, you know, sky? Twinkle, twinkle, little stars. You know, very little tiny spots and dots. But what about, this is a perception. So this is, the optical illusions are possible, perceptual illusions are possible. Even then, even our perceptions need to be interpreted correctly, properly. Otherwise we know how earth is not, isn't it? It is not a terra firma, it is not a firm thing. It keeps rotating, what, 1,000 miles an hour. And it keeps rotating, what, 60,000 miles an hour around it, around the sun, comes around the sun. And there is no sun, never rises, never sets. All these are the facts which are not really understandable through our perception. So even our perceptions have to be correctly interpreted. So also, Shastram also what now? Has to be understood correctly. For right knowledge of the Shastram is very important. Okay, Shastra also needs to be correctly understood. That is why we always do what? Whenever we study Shravana, after Shravanam, again Mananam is what? To see the any wrong, if the, is there any wrong understanding? Have I understood things correctly or not? That is why Mananam. Understand? Mananam itself is for correcting, to make sure whether I have understood correctly. And for right understanding of the Shastram is Shrutam, and we say Satyam Uttara Pakshaha. And Satyam is what? Once I have understood correctly, I am very sure what I have understood is correct, then I live in conformity with my understanding. Because especially where not in Jnanakanda of the Veda, especially Karma Kanda and Dharma Shastra, when you say Dharma and Karma, in terms of performing rituals, in performing actions, and also what in living a life of Dharma, it is not enough if we know what is right and wrong. It is not enough if we know how to do things. I should do only then I can enjoy the benefit of that knowledge. This is a Satyam. Satyam is implementing the knowledge in life, whatever I have understood, knowledge I have gained from the Shastram. So Satyam, that is Uttara Pakshaha, left side of this Manomayatma, the Vijnanamayatma. Then Yoga Atma. Yesterday I said Yoga Atma, living a life. Now, living the life of values is also Yoga. Here, in fact, not that alone. Shankara says in his Bhasham, Chitta Samadhanam Yogaha. Chitta Samadhanam means, see, being focused in life. In Tamil we say, Adada Kutta Adinalam Karyatil Kanna Irtalna. So, being focused in one's life means what now? Being very clear, I am living this life for accomplishing moksha, there is no doubt. And I am living this life for jnanam. Jnanam is moksha, there is no doubt. There is no doubt, very clear. So, once jnanam is the ultimate end for me. Knowledge is the ultimate end, moksha is the ultimate end, Bhagavan is the ultimate end. And doesn't mean you are not fulfilling other goals, you are not accomplishing other goals. Now, right from the beginning, when as a student you have to study. And once you're studying, then goal is what now? First finishing the exams and getting through the exams and getting the degree, becoming qualified is the goal. And this is all small, small goals. And after getting qualified, immediately you find, look for a job. Once you become a professional or get a job. Once you get the job, then what now? Earn money. Then settle in life. Then look for a girl, look for a boy, get married and have a family. Now once you have children, then you start worrying what now? Then the goal is what now? Get admission for children in school. And see in the admission in the colleges, and then their marriage, and then like this, there'll be goals will be there. Okay, there are goals. Immediate goals are intermediary. Immediate goals will be there, but all of them are only what we should remember. They have to be fulfilled, but at the same time, we never forget when I fulfill my all these goals. Doing my duties, I never forget my ultimate goal being moksha. That is, sometimes what happens, we are so preoccupied with this fulfilling these things, if our focus is not there, we lose sight of our, what now, goal. It's being focused is yoga. One may have any amount of goals, no problem, but in everything, being focused all the time, constantly conscious of one's end being Bhagavan Mokshaha Jnanam. is what now? That's focused life, isn't it? Being focused in one's life. No, thereby all our life, no, then we reshuffle our priorities, and then our prioritize your life, isn't it? There is a priority. What is my priority? We'll be very clear. Being clear about the priorities, being clear about the end, and being focused in life. Therefore, jnanam, moksha, therefore, and then being, once your focus means, then also what you're conscious of, becoming qualified for the jnanam. So, antakarana shuddhi, antakarana aishchalyam is my end now. Therefore, because ultimate end is jnanam and moksha. Therefore, in every day-to-day life, doing every action, I really, this being focused means whether I get a lot of money or I go against dharma. No, whatever comes, now my commitment is to dharma. Then the yogaha means being focused means being constantly conscious and aware of one's goal. The whole living a life accordingly, is it called yogaha? Okay, is yogaha. Then mahapuccham pratishta, and what is the support for this vijnanamaya atma? The samashti vijnanam. Samashti vijnanam is what? Total knowledge or total power of intellection. Vijnanam hiranya garbha is the support here. Therefore, we are going to see the next now. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati, tadapyesha shloko bhavati, vijnanam yajnam tanute, vijnanam yajnam tanute, karmani tanute picha,
karmani tanute picha.
So vijnanam should be understood here as vijnanamaya atma, because the word vijnanam literally means knowledge. So, yajnam tanute means performs all forms of actions. So, we should not say knowledge performs actions. We should say what now? The knower alone, knower is the performer of actions. Okay, the knower. Who is the knower? Understand now? The knower is, now you are thinking the thought here in the mind. The knower is the performer of actions. The knower is the performer. The knower is the one who, in fact, there are so many things. One comes to know of so many things. And of all the things, one has to what now? Decide what one should do. I have to choose one thing. Who is the one who is choosing? No, one who knows first, the knower alone chooses, is the chooser. One he chooses and fixes, this is the end. One who fixes. So, once you are fixing it, then you do it. You do it also. Like this, the fixing, deciding, choosing, knowing, doing, isn't it? All these are, everything is possible because of this vijnanamaya atma only. It is the vijnanamaya atma, knower, karta, pramata, bhokta, also you can say. Vijnanam yajnam tanate means all our activities, religious rituals are what now? Performed by this vijnanamaya atma. Karmani tanute picha. So karmani, so here yajnam stands for religious rituals. But here, karmani means all other mundane, worldly, day-to-day activities done for our livelihood, etc. Arthakama nimittam, whatever karma is done, that is meant by the word karmani. Karmani actions. Even the performer of other actions also is, who is the one? Who is the one who is performing the actions? It is vijnanamaya atma. Your objective, understand now. Slowly you are made to be objective towards the vijnanamaya atma. Karmani tanute picha. Then, therefore, accomplisher also is what? No. Who is the accomplisher? the knower is the one who desires, one who desires, one who performs, accomplisher also. Who is the accomplisher? Vijnanamaya Atma only. Achiever. Anyway. Therefore, who is the enjoyer of the benefit of the karma, karma phalam? Vijnanamaya only. So, pramata, jnata, karta, bhokta, all these are only, what now? Vijnanamaya Atma. Now this we are taking Vijnanamaya Atma as what now? As the Atma. Then, the Vijnanam, the Samashti Vijnanam, Samashti Vijnanam, the Hiranya Garbha, the total knowledge. In fact, is now meditated upon. Meditate whenever in this content, Panchakosha Prakriya context, whenever we say, may you meditate upon the total. Totality is the object of meditation. Samashti Pranaha, Samashti Manaha, Samashti Virat, Samashti Sthulabhuta Prapancha, Samashti Vijnanam, Vijnanam, that Hiranyagarbha. Whenever we say your object of meditation is Samashti only. But you cannot meditate upon Samashti. You are using the Vyashti Prana, Vyashti Manaha, Vyashti Vijnanamaya Atma as the Alambanam symbol for the Samashti, meditating upon the Samashti. So therefore, meditation means it is not something as you think meditation here. It is trying to see, okay? It is seeing, trying to understand the Aikyam, essential oneness between the Samashti and the Vyashti. In fact, in this context of Panchakosha Viveka, analysis of the five layers of personality, meditation means what? Seeing the essential oneness of the Vyashtihi and the Samashtihi. At Vyashti level and Samashti, okay? Vyashti, Samashti, Aikya, Upasanam. You have to remember this. So here, Vijnanam Devaha Sarve. So Vijnanam again means what? Vijnanamaya Atmanam Sarve Devaha. And what is Sarve Devaha means? Even all the Devatas. Devatas, you know, Samashti, even the all the Devatas also. Vijnanam Brahma, Jeshtam, Brahma, Upasate. That is put together, bothness together. Vijnanam, Jeshtam, Brahma, Sarve, Devaha, Upasate. Even the Devas meditate upon the Samashti, Vijnana, Vijnanam, Brahma. Samashti Vijnanam Brahma. Even Devas meditate upon Samashti Vijnanam Brahma. It's Hiranya Garbha. So Hiranya Garbha Upasanam is done even by Devas. Don't ask why, how and all that. It's just to highlight the importance of or the greatness of this Samashti Vijnanamaya. Samashti Vijnanam Brahma Upasanam. Upanishad says this. Then, this Vijnanamaya, Samashti Vijnanam, Brahma, also what no, Samashti Vijnanam or Hiranya Garbha is also what no, said to be Brahma, great, big. Why it is big? Because it is the Samashti Vijnanamayam, it is the Hiranya Garbha who is first born. First born means what? Always, what man should manifest first? Tell me. First, what should manifest? Knowledge alone should be born first, isn't it? Born means what? Knowledge has to manifest first. Then alone, everything else can follow. Without the knowledge becoming manifest first, other things cannot manifest. The enjoyment of fruit cannot manifest first. before the enjoyment of fruit, first there, what should manifest? Performance of action should manifest. Performance of action cannot manifest, isn't it? If there is no desire for the fruit, is desire doesn't manifest. If the desire can manifest only if there is what now? The end becomes fixed. What do I need? What is the fruit I want must be very clear. End must be very clear. End must be fixed. What is the fruit I want? What is the benefit I want must be very clear. I mean, knowledge of the end, knowledge of the fruit, knowledge of the goal, knowledge of any prayojanam must be clear. Only then what now? Action is possible. Is it clear now? And therefore, knowledge should manifest first. Thereafter, everything else will manifest. Therefore, who is the firstborn now? Knowledge. Isn't it? For the knower is the first manifest. The first manifest personality is what? Knower personality. Therefore, Vijnanamaya Atma. So we have to say in the totality also, we have to say what now? The samashti vijnanam, the total, is a total knowledge alone manifested first. That is why we have to remember the verse from Mundaka Upanishad now. Brahma devanam prathamasambhava vishvasya karta bhuvanasya bhokta. Everything else becomes created by, in Puranas we say, first, no, Ishvara was there, and Brahma, what now? Brahma was born later on. First, he created Brahma, then Brahma created the whole universe. Brahma took charge of the job of creation, we say that. That means what? Brahma is said to be the creator, Prajapatihi. Creator of everything is Brahma, we say. Why do we say that? Because Brahma here means Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha means samashti vijnanam, total knowledge. Is it clear now? Therefore, sarvajnaha, the one who knows everything, we say what now? Sarvajnaha means what now? Omniscient, all-knowing is Hiranyagarbha. Is it clear now? Hiranyagarbha means what? Who is the one who knows everything? All knowing. Sarvavit is Hiranyagarbha. Sarvajnaha is Hiranyagarbha. Why? This total knowledge, manifest knowledge. Isn't it? Total knowledge. Is it clear? Sarvajnaha, the total knowledge. Therefore, because this knowledge, we had to understand in this context, because the Hiranyagarbha alone manifest is the first manifest, he said to be what now? First born, we can say, is Brahma. Brahma is Brahma. The creator is great. Why? The first born. Therefore, Brahma Jeshta, Brahma is what now? This Vijnanam Brahma, because first born, also what? Jeshtam. Jeshtam means Brahma Jeshtam. Vijnanamayam, Hiranyagarbha Jeshtaha. Hiranyagarbha Brahma. Is it clear now? Who is great and the first born is Hiranyagarbha. Okay? Total manifestation of knowledge. Manifest knowledge again. Therefore, Brahma Jeshtam Upasate.
Brahma Jeshtam Upasate.
Okay. Vijnanam Brahma Chedveda.
Vijnanam Brahma Chedveda.
Tasmachena Pramadyati.
Tasmachena Pramadyati.
So, Vijnanam Brahma Veda Ched. Veda means meditates here. Veda Ched, if a person meditates upon Vijnanam Brahma, Hiranyagarbha Samashti Vijnanam, Hiranyagarbha, the total knowledge, Sarvajnam. If a person meditates upon that Brahman, how? On his own Vijnanamaya Atma. Meditate upon the Samashti Vijnanam Brahma, on one's own Vijnanamaya Atma. Which means, I told you already, seeing the essential oneness of Vyashti Vijnanamayaha and Samashti Vijnanam Brahma. Seeing the essential oneness of the Vyashtihi and the Samashtihi, the micro knower and the macro knower. Sarvavit, is it? Seeing the oneness. You are a knower, you are not. How much you know? Little. But what about Sarvajna, Sarvavit, Brahma? He is all knowing. Isn't it? So seeing the oneness, essential oneness of this Hiranyagarbha and the Samashti Vijnanam Brahma and the Vijnanamaya Atma is what? Meditating upon the Hiranyagarbha, Samashti Vijnanam Brahma. Then, but in this context, there is a condition. The person who meditates upon Samashti Vijnanam Brahma, a total intellect or the macro intelligence, here this person should continue this meditation till his last, that means what? Until he dies. The one must be continuously thinking about it all the time. How? No. One has to see the essential oneness. Tasmat na pramadyati. Tasmat na pramadyati chet. If a person practices this meditation, if he constantly places his attention in seeing the essential oneness of Vijnanamaya Atma and the Samashti Vijnanam Brahma, and how long? There's no time, okay? All the time he's thinking, until his last, until he dies, na pramadyati chet, he does not stray away from this meditation, Brahman. Then what happens for him? We have many verses in the 8th chapter, we are doing all day Bhagavad Gita, 8th chapter. That Bhagavad Krishna also mentions this. Antakalepi smaran, mameva smaran, kalevaram tektva, yav prayati, samadbhavam yati. That means what? The one who lives his life meditating upon this Hiranyagarbha, okay, such a person will definitely what now? When he leaves the physical body, what happens to him? When he leaves the physical body, along with his physical body, all his sins also become left behind. Sharire papmano hitva. Sharire papmano hitva. Sharire papmano hitva. Sharire papmanaha. Sharire hitva. Leaving behind, hitva means leaving behind, along with the physical body, all his papani, all his results of wrong actions also, they become left behind with the body. Papmanaha hitva prayati. See, this Hiranyagarbha upasanam always helps to push behind the papams you have in your account. It goes back. That means what now? Punyam can come up, is it? Any all wrong good actions, fruits will come up. Once you have punyam, and the what now? You'll be enjoying punya phalam. So the pain will be pushed back. We enjoying punyam or exhausting punyam. It always it is it doesn't remove the papam, but what happens? Somehow papam is pushed back, punyam overpowers the becomes dominant of this papam, above this papam. Is it clear or not? Therefore he says, Shari, don't ask me whether I have seen such things, okay? What Upanishad says, I'm telling. And we do, we never question anything Upanishad says. That is a Shraddha. Upanishad says, it is a Veda Vakyam, we just take it. Sharire papmano hitva, sharire papmano hitva. He leaves behind, then he has only punyam now. Lot only punyam he has. That punyam helps him to what now? To go to the Brahmaloka. The question comes, oh, how come this every human being must be having both punyam and papam? One cannot have only punyam. No human being can have only punyam. Having both punyam and papam, one can be born again only as a human being. How is it possible for one to go to Brahmaloka? To go to Brahmaloka, one should only punyam, not papam. Therefore, this is the secret. What is the secret? When you wish meditate upon Hiranyagarbha, when a person practices Hiranyagarbha upasanam, practice means don't take something serious and all. Okay? Understand and all the time dwell upon it. Understand what is Hiranyagarbha. What is this? No, Vijnanamaya Atma. Understand Vijnanamaya Atma, it's enough. Then dwell upon Vijnanamaya Atma. That is what now? Seeing the whole samashti. Is it clear or not? Then, such a person, this when do you stop it? You don't need to stop it. It should go on. When it becomes clear, then you will, what now? Along with the punyam, along with the physical body, the papam also becomes left behind. Means, only punyam surfaces. Therefore, what now? With that punyam, he goes to Brahmaloka. This is the Sakama Upasana Phalam. Sakama Upasana Phalam means what? As a person interested in enjoying the Brahmaloka pleasures, and if a person really makes effort, and that's a fruit of that effort, he will definitely have his papams pushed behind, and having only the punyam surface, having got the punyam surfaced, and with that punyam, as a result of the punyam, he'll go to Brahmaloka. Then, what happens for him after going to Brahmaloka? Sarvan kaman samashnuta iti.
Sarvan kaman samashnuta
means, he becomes the, he enjoys the he gets all his wishes and desires fulfilled. Means what now? Relatively, not absolutely. It is not moksha. He enjoys the best of the greatest of the worldly pleasures. Okay, relative. The pleasures, the even Brahmaloka pleasures are worldly pleasures only. Okay, there is no such thing called material. The greatest or highest of the pleasures enjoyable within the realm of the material world, isn't it? Material infrastructure is what that pleasure he will enjoy. Sarvan kaman samashnute. That means sarvan kaman samashnute means what now? You need to enjoy the highest pleasures, you need a very refined senses also. Really refined sense organs, the refined instruments. So with the refined instruments, you enjoy the greatest of pleasures in what now? Enjoying the refined, different the body also. Body means what? Not this sthula, subtle. With the refined senses and mind, you will be enjoying the highest of the pleasures. It's all question of refinement. So the lifestyle you live helps you to become refined. When you leave the physical body, how did you live? You left the body as a rotten, raw, or uncivilized, undeveloped, you know, unrefined person, or you left the body as a refined personality, isn't it? How refined you are, in keeping with your refinement, you'll go to what? No, highest locus. Refinement is impossible unless one has, one earns punyam. And punyam can be earned only if your actions are in conformity with dharma. That is why we say living a righteous life, living an ethical life, always what? No, contributes for your mental subtleness, mental refinement. Non-disturbing life. Therefore, we say here, Sarvan Kaman Samashnate means he enjoys all forms of pleasures. Then nothing he is missing within the realm of the relative, this relative empirical pleasures, within the realm of this material pleasures, whatever is within the realm of material world, and all those pleasures he enjoys, but still there's no moksha. He's still bound. And you have to remember, still ajnanam is there. There is bondage also is there. This is what we have to understand. How far can the meditation lead you? How much can the meditation give a person? If you practice meditation and that meditation is properly understood, what is meditation, how to meditate, what to meditate on, how long should I meditate, how it should be practiced, everything if you know, then that meditation will lead you what now? To the greatest of the pleasures, that too within the realm of only material world. It is not what now? It is not the moksha. Even then there is no moksha. Understand, Upanishad makes it very clear. They said don't be crazy after meditation. Meditation is very good, but it will not give you moksha. Why? Object of meditation is different. It is not you. Therefore, Sarvan Kaman Samashnuta Iti.
Sarvan Kaman Samashnuta Iti.
Tasseisha Eva Sharira Atma.
Tasseisha Eva Sharira Atma.
Therefore, now he says, this Vijnanamayaha is the Atma for that previously discussed Manomaya Atma, Manomaya Kosha, isn't it? Manomaya Kosha is the, what now? It is Shariram, and Vijnanamaya Atma is the, Vijnanamaya is the Atma. But now we say, what now? But really speaking, Vijnanamaya also, please understand, the knower, enjoyer, doer, this, there's nothing but Vijnanamaya Atma, is also material product. It's also matter, fine matter. Knowledge is fine matter. Desire is fine matter. Therefore, there is no desirer, knower. Who is the knower there? Who is the enjoyer there? Okay, Vijnanamaya Atma is matter, material product. And it is object of your knowledge. It is object. You know what you know. You know what you do not know. You know that you do not know what you do not know. You know that you do not know what all you do not know. You do not know that you know that you do not know what all you do not know. I mean, what you know, isn't it? Therefore, what? No, knowledge is an object. Therefore, we say here, what now is this Vijnanamayaha, which is the Atma, which is seen, understood as the Atma, contained in the, what now, Atma, is also not Atmano Shariri, saying here what now, but still, be apart from this, beyond this Vijnanamayaha, there is one more inner layer, much subtler layer. See, prana was a subtle layer. Manomeha was much subtler layer. Vijnanamayaha is further, finer, subtler layer. Now we have subtlest of the layers of personality. What is that? Subtler the layer, it becomes what now? Interior. More interior. That's why the most interior layer is the subtlest of the layer. The grosser it is outer, isn't it? External layer. Now, subtlest of the layer must be what now? Interior to the Vijnanamayaha also. So, he says, Tasesha eva sharira atma.
Yav purvasya.
Tasya yeshaha eva sharira atma. Tasya manomayasya. For that manomaya, which was discussed earlier, this Vijnanamayaha is the atma. Okay? Shariri. Manomayaha is the shariram. Vijnanamayaha is the shariri. Why? Because Vijnanamayaha is interior, isn't it? To the Manomayaha, because it is subtler. And now we say, Tasmadvayetasmadvijnanamayat. Anyontara atmanandamayaha. Tasmad va yetasmat vijnanamayat anyaha antaraha atma anandamayaha. It is another subtlest layer of personality, interior to this Vijnanamayaha, there is another anyaha atma. Another layer of personality, interior to this Vijnanamayaha. And we say what now? Therefore, what now? When you say another interior layer of personality, when you say, you've already negated Vijnanamayaha, is no more Atma, it is Koshaha Anatma. Every time you move on to another layer of personality, you are negating the previous personality, which was taken as the Atma, now it becomes negated as the Anatma Koshaha. Now, what is Vijnanamayaha? Anatma. What is it? Koshaha. It is not Atma. Because there is another layer, a much subtler layer of personality, the subtlest of the layers of personality, which is interior to this Vijnanamayaha. Is it clear? Therefore, that means what? Once you negate this as Anatma, it is not the Atma is not the, why do we say it is not the Atma, it is Anatma? Because it is the product. Because Vyashti Vijnanamayaha cannot be there independently outside of Samashti Vijnanam Brahma. Every intellect is what now? Part of the Hiranyagarbha. Okay, every intellect is Hiranyagarbha. But Hiranyagarbha is not any given intellect, individual intellect. Every intellect is part of the Hiranyagarbha. It's like saying, ocean is not the wave, but every wave is ocean. Similarly, Hiranyagarbha, Samashti, Vijnanam, Brahma, the macrocosmic total knowledge, isn't it? Hiranyagarbha is not any of the intellects here, but every intellect, any intelligence in any living being is what? Is Hiranyagarbha only. Therefore, this is the product of, part of the Samashti Vijnanam Brahma. Therefore, Vijnanamaya Atma is also what? Anatma. Once you say Anatmatvatu, Karyatvam, Karyatvatu, Namarupatvam. It also, what now? Just the name and form had given to the Shakti. Isn't the power, manifest power. Therefore, it's matter only. It's also matter, Namarupa. But it is not visible, perceptible name and form. We always think something visible only, we take it as Namarupa. Something perceptible is Namarupa for us. This is also Namarupa only, but imperceptible, isn't it? Imperceptible means what? It is not available for sense perception. Therefore, Vijnanamaya Atma, what is part of the Samashti Vijnanamayam, Vijnanam Brahma. In fact, it is this Vijnanamaya Atma which distinguishes the human being from all other creatures. Isn't it? If this Vijnanamaya is not there, the self-consciousness, as I was telling you, I am, this itself is what now? Knowledge, which is Vijnanamaya Atma. And that the world is what? Vijnanamaya Atma. The knowledge is Vijnanamaya Atma. Without which, this Vijnanamaya Atma is what? This is what? This is not than other animals. That is why we don't need to, that's why there's no goal for an animal in life. No animal has any fixed goal in life. Moksha purushartha, jnanam is my end. There's no goal. Therefore, it doesn't need shastra pramanam. Study also is not required. It cannot know the value of knowledge. And there's no complexes also on the part of the animal. No comparison also is there. No worry about the future. Recession, what can we do? How this, the rights and things. No animal is worried about anything that is happening here. Why? Because ahamasmi, knowledge is not there. Idamasmi, knowledge also is not there. The basic, some simple instincts are there. You can recognize its species, reproduce, eat. It has certain knowledge, some knowledge. Therefore, what? Vijna, it is the Vijna, highest, most sophisticated Vijnanamaya is where? It is Vijnanamaya Atma, which is there, this personality. This layer of personality alone is what? Distinguishes even the human being from other beings, which makes you the sophisticated being. Therefore, we say here, this Vijnanamaya also is the material product. Because etasmat vijnanamayat anyaha antaraha atma anandamayaha. There is anandamayaha is the atma, vijnanamayaha is anatma koshaha. Now you cannot say vijnanamayaha is atma. It is been now this koshaha. Then, what is this Anandamayaha Koshaha? See, Anandamayaha Atma. Now, Anandamayaha is taken as the Atma. It is not a Kosha for us. We now, for us, it is Atma only. Anandamayaha Atma. So, Anandamayaha Atma, the subtlest of the layers of personality, the most interior personality, layer of personality. But this Anandamayaha is said to be having only three features. All, each layer of personality had five features, assuming, obtaining in the human shariram. But here, this Anandamayaha Atma alone is said to be having only three features. What are they? Shiraha, Dakshinaha Pakshaha and Uttaraha Pakshaha. Head, right side and the left side. We'll see that first now.
Tasya priyameva shiraha. Tasya priyameva shiraha. Modo dakshina pakshaha.
Modo dakshina pakshaha.
Pramoda uttara pakshaha.
Pramoda uttara pakshaha.
Okay. Ananda Atma,
Ananda Atma,
Brahma Puccham Pratishtha,
Brahma Puccham Pratishtha,
Tadapyesha Shloko Bhavati,
Tadapyesha Shloko Bhavati.
Okay. Tasya Anandamaya Atmanaha. Anandamaya Atmanaha. What is Anandamaya Atma? Anandamayaha, which is the Atma now, which is within this Vijnanamayaha. What is the Shiraha? Priyam. Priyam eva Shiraha. Priyam means what? Priyam here means pleasure. Priyam means pleasure. Priyam stands for pleasure here. Then,
Modo Dakshina Pakshaha.
Modo Dakshina Pakshaha.
A Modaha also means happiness, pleasure only. But still, say we have to give a different degree of pleasure. So, different degree of pleasure means what now? Greater pleasure, joy. Okay? Therefore, Modaha means joy. Okay, different degrees of pleasures are there. So, modaha means joy.
Pramoda uttara pakshaha. Pramoda uttara pakshaha.
Pramodaha means what now? Greatest pleasure. So, greatest, so great, greater, greatest pleasure. Now, we have this degrees of comparison, isn't it? So, here, this greatest pleasure is what? No, pramodaha. We can say happiness. So, pleasure, joy, happiness. So, now graded pleasure, degrees of pleasure. The degree of pleasure varies. Any pleasure you enjoy is what? No, thought. It is experience. So here, why this difference here? Priyam, what is this? How to understand this gradation in the pleasures? Sometimes some objects, the very sight, when you see something, when you have desire for something, and then you see that object, oh, I was searching for this, I got it. When you find something, you go to supermarket, searching for something, been searching for something. And then you suddenly find one piece there which you want to buy. Very sight of it, but no, you become, there is some pleasure. You become happy, isn't it? The state of mind one has when one finds something which is desirable, isn't it? That is what now, there's a pleasure. Shankara says in his Bhashyam, when a father comes home in the evening, tired, when he sees his child, his son, immediately the sight of the sun makes him feel happy itself. That's he says. Darshanajam sukham. Darshan, you don't need to do anything, okay? Just the sight of one's own child makes one happy, isn't it? That happy is what? No, just the sight makes you happy. Sometimes when you go to, okay, some, as you said, not only the children, I mean, Shankara's example that is, but I say what? No, when you go to shops, when you want to buy something, you've been searching for it. When you find, oh, I've been searching, I couldn't find anywhere else. It is here. When you find it, just by seeing, you become happy. Isn't it? Just by mere sight of an object makes you happy. That is pleasure. okay, or lowest degree of pleasure. Then, what now? After seeing it, you immediately go and ask for the price, because only one piece is there, you've been searching for it, and it is going to, then you once immediately see, open your purse and take the money and give it, and when you get it, prapti jam sukham, grahana jam sukham means what now? In gaining what you desired, in seeing what you desire, there is sukham, there is pleasure. In gaining, in possessing what you desire, there is greater pleasure. Is what no? That is praptijam sukham, or you can say grahanajam sukham. Grahanena, darshanena sukham, then grahanena you feel happy. Once you get it, once you possess it, then you enjoy it. When you enjoy it. Sometimes you get it, but you don't enjoy it, isn't it? When you enjoy it, then it becomes one with the enjoyer, the object of pleasure. When it is seen, there is pleasure. When it is obtained, possessed, there is a pleasure. When it is enjoyed, there is a greatest pleasure. In enjoyment of the object, what there again, there is the enjoyer and enjoyed become one. It is typically like what now? We go to the shop, see the rasagulla, joy, pleasure. Not for diabetic people, I'm just saying, just for joking, okay. Then you buy it, bring it home, you have greater pleasure. Oh, I have something to serve people. When you come home and put in your mouth, rasagulla and your tongue become one, there is a greatest pleasure. Isn't it? What now? Anubhavajam sukham. Anubhavena sukham. It is typically like, that is why the greatest or the pleasure is when the enjoyer, enjoyed become one, there is the greatest of pleasure. That means meimarandh. When you forget yourself in when the object is in enjoyment of an object, it can go to what is the height it can take you to. It can, that's what happens in meditation also. When you're enjoying something, the object of enjoyment can make you forget yourself. Now, even you forget yourself, what is there is what now? Greatest of the pleasures. Isn't it? The object of enjoyment must become one with the enjoyer. This is what is happening in meditation also. You know, what is samadhi sukham? I tell you, in samadhi also, whether when you meditate, you focus attention there, an object, you focus and focus, in due course of time, what happens? All the thoughts will resolve, even the object will totally hold your attention. In fact, you are, even I am, that knowledge also, knowledge is not there. What is there is only what now? The greatest of the sukham. That is only temporary. Understand, okay? Even the greatest of the pleasures is also what now? Any pleasure is time bound. Why? Why it is time bound? Because a conditional pleasure. Why it's a conditional? Because there's a condition. In this condition, if I get the object, enjoy the object, if I have it for so long, is it condition is there? How long? How long can that object be an object of pleasure? It's a conditional. And this different degree, this pleasure, anandamaya atma, is what now? Is nothing but what now? Coming and going, arriving and departing, fleeting pleasure, impermanent pleasure, and graded pleasure, degrees of pleasure. So it's graded, arriving, departing, time bound, conditional, isn't it? Experiential pleasure. Please understand, it is experiential pleasure. Therefore, pleasure different degree. Pleasure means that is no jnanam. Okay? Look at this. No jnanam means what? It is beyond, even it is subtler than vijnanamaya is what now? Pleasure. What is subtler than, the vritti? You have to see the vritti now. You know, different vrittis are there in the mind. Thoughts. Pleasure also is a state of mind. Knowledge is a state of mind. Pain is a state of mind, isn't it? Desire is a state of mind. Of all this, you can see pleasure is a much subtler thought. Wherein even I am, sometimes that will go. In deep sleep state, what happens? There is pleasure. That is the greatest, isn't it? Greatest of the pleasure. There is no object. Okay? It's object-object division is not there. Subject-object division is not there. There is pleasure. In ignorance. That also should be brought under what now? Pleasure only. All anandamayaha. In deep sleep state, there is no subject-object division. The state of mind is also what now? You can call it bliss, because in total ignorance is there. That is also experiential pleasure. But you can say experiential bliss also is comes under this anandamayaha. Now you can say, do you want bliss? You say definitely no. Bliss is what now? Anandamayaha only. In experiential, bliss is experiential. Okay, the greatest are the pleasures, the pramodaha experiential, modaha is experiential. So experiential, time bound, arriving, departing, conditional, is it? Pleasure is what? Anandamaya Atma. So Maya, if it has come, therefore Maya means what now? The very affix Maya, Vikararthe Mayat. Whenever this mayat affix is used, it only implies what? Indicates something. It's a modification. Modification means what? It's a product. Therefore, anandamaya atma is also what now? Product. It's a karyam. It's anatma. Because it is a karyam, it is a product, it is not the atma. In the anandamaya is not the atma. Therefore what? It is a karyam. Therefore it is mithya. Therefore it is just the nama rupa, state of mind, isn't it? And it is object of your knowledge. Pleasure is object. It's experienced. Available for objectification. We say now, we'll go to the next line. We'll read that and it'll become clear. Four, only three features are discussed here. Anandamaya Atma has only three features. Now we have to say what now? Anandamaya also is not Atma, it is Anatma. We have to understand. How do we understand that? We have to go to the next line for that. Ananda, okay. Ananda Atma.
Ananda Atma.
Here, Anandaha Atma. Okay, Ananda Mayaha is a karyam, is a product. It's a manifestation. It is not the Atma. It is time bound. But here, what is Anandaha, is it? Anandaha is different from Anandamayaha. In Anandaha, there is no Maya. The Maya means what now? Anandaha means happiness. Anandaha is happiness. We have seen the different degrees of pleasures. Great pleasure, greater pleasure, greatest pleasure. They are all states of mind. And Anandaha is not, the Maya affix is not there. Anandaha means happiness is what? What is happiness here? This happiness is the Swarupam. Swarupam means what now? Anandaha is the Atma. Anandaha is the Atma here means what now? I. Anandaha is the Atma, the I. There is no other personality interior to the Anandamayaha. You come now. Anandaha is the happiness, is the I. What is Anandaha? Anandaha, difference between Anandamayaha and Anandaha. Anandamayaha is object of experience, whereas Anandaha is not an object of experience. We have to say Anandaha, Anandamayaha, when you say is a Kosha Anandaha. Anandaha means what? Atma Anandaha. So pleasure is an object of knowledge, okay? It's objectifiable, whereas Anandaha, Anandamayaha is coming and going, fleeting, arriving, departing, conditional. What now? Pleasure. Whereas Anandaha is not non-fleeting, non-arriving, departing. Non-arriving, departing, non-fleeting, permanent happiness is Atma. So happiness is the Atma. Anandaha is Atma. What is Atma? The Self. I. That means this Anandaha is never objectifiable. Happiness is never objectifiable because it is not experiential, because non-experiential. Atma Anandaha is non-experiential because it is not an object. It is not available for objectification. It is ever the experiencer, never the experienced. Whereas Anandamaya is experienced. Whereas Anandaha is the experiencer. Anandamaya is experienced. Anandaha is the experiencer. I. So what is this I? What is the Atma? Interior to this Anandamaya is Atma, which is happiness. Why it is happiness? It is not Anandamaya. It is not the modification of anything. It is the very Swarupam. Swarupa Anandaha, Atma Anandaha is non-experiential. It is not arriving, departing. It is not fleeting. It is not conditional. It is independent. Experiential is Anandamayaha. Experiential pleasure is dependent on the object. Whereas non-experiential, non-fleeting, non-arriving, departing, it permanent Anandaha, happiness is Atma, which is ever the subject, ever the experiencer, never the experienced. That happiness is what now? I. Okay? Is I. there is no more layer, okay? Finished. No more layer. Therefore, it is the source, Atma, the happiness, is the source of any pleasure. Any pleasure is a fraction. See, Anandamayaha, the pleasure, is what now? Anandamayaha also is not the Atma, it is Anatma. Anandaha is the Atma. Anandaha is the Atma. Happiness is the Self. Happiness is the I. Actually, what is I here? I is happiness. I am happiness. Atma is happiness. And Anandamayaha is the Koshaha Anatma. Atma is Anandaha. Therefore, it's not a state of mind. Is it clear now? Happiness is not a state of mind. It is very I, me. Anandaha Atma. Then Brahma Puccham Pratishtha.
Brahma Puccham Pratishtha.
Now what is the support here? Here support should be not actually support. Even we use the word support. Brahma Puccham Pratishtha means Brahman is the support. Brahman is the support means what? It is not a support here. Brahman is identical with Atma. Therefore, Atmanandaha is equal to Brahmanandaha. So, what is fullness with reference to the totality is happiness with reference to an individual. Fullness and happiness are one and the same. We'll give 2 minutes break.